You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversations in the Set Apart to Serve series. And today we head to Concordia University Chicago. Saying thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
See, there are great church work programs at all of our Concordias.
Everywhere.
So today we're heading to Concordia University Chicago. Happens to be my alma mater. Concordia University Wisconsin is where I'm currently enrolled.
Oh.
So at
Chicago
some point,
is also my alma mater, but I am enrolled at Irvine
So
right
at some point we'll cover all the Concordias, right?
We are.
We'll be students at some point in each of the Concordias. Joining us today, Deaconess Kristen Wasilek. She's the Dean of the College of Theology, Arts, and Humanities at Concordia University Chicago. She's also the program lead for the Deaconess Studies Program and Classical Lutheran Education. Deaconess Kristen, welcome.
Thank you very much, Andy and Sarah. Great to be here.
The Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall, he's Assistant Vice President for Mission and Identity, Associate Professor of Theology, and Supervisor of the Office of Church Relations at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Kendall, welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here, Andy.
And where would a Concordia campus be without a university chaplain? The Reverend Simeon Raddatz, he's University Chaplain and Program Lead for the Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Chaplain Raddatz, welcome.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, sir, for having me.
So you have a great event coming up that's been a long tradition at Concordia University, Careers for Christ. We're going to talk about that event and how high school students can participate in that in just a little bit. But let's talk about vocation and that why Careers for Christ is a valuable event to help young people understand or learn more about their vocation. Dr. Kendall, how would you describe vocation? What does a Christ-centered understanding of vocation look like?
Thank you, Andy. Yes, at Concordia University Chicago, we emphasize Christ is at the center of all that we say, think, and do. And so we think about the cross of Jesus Christ as defining our lives, defining our vocations. And, you know, as Martin Luther talked about vocation, we do not choose our vocations, but the Lord chooses our vocations. And so when we think about our church work vocations, or we think about vocations in our other colleges at Concordia University, our Lord places each and every one of us into these vocations in order to serve our neighbor. And we talk about it in terms of truth, freedom, and vocation. And so the truth of the gospel provides a particular Christian freedom for us, as Luther describes, and it frees us up to serve without the worries and the fears that we might have. And through the gospel, we rest in Christ, and then we are given our God-given vocations, and the Lord gives us our neighbors who He wants to serve, who He wants us to serve. And so then we begin to serve in these various stations of life. And we find through these vocations that with the cross at the center, we learn so many things. We learn from the joys. We also learn from the challenges. And in all things, the Lord is using these vocations for our neighbor's benefit, and we also grow in wisdom as we serve in these various stations of life, whether it be a deaconess or a pastor or a teacher, or whether it is someone who goes into business and ends up in the workplace, you know, with thinking about virtue and truth informing all that we say, think, and do. Our students are equipped to go back out into the civitas, out into society, and to serve well as they think through the deeper realities and the deeper dynamics of life.
And all three of you are serving in these church work vocations, or have served in these church work vocations. Let's talk about who or what influenced each of you to choose a church work vocation. Chaplain Raddatz, let's start with you. What or who influenced you to pursue a vocation in church work?
Sure. Thank you, Sarah. I think the greatest influence in my life was my father. He was just fulfilling his vocation as husband and father, and also my pastor, and just watching him, his example, and learning under him, both at home and at church. He was just the greatest influence on my life, and just seeing him serve with the Word of God and serve the people of God made me want to do that, put that desire. Or I'd say God put that desire in my heart through his servant, my father.
Deaconess Kristen?
I come from a church worker family, not in the LCMS, but it was always a possibility for me. I thought it would be a teacher. I ended up being a teacher at college, but I thought I was going to be a classroom teacher. And then the Lord pointed me elsewhere as I thought about what I wanted to major in. And I literally looked in the catalog at that time. It was a printed catalog to flip through and find out, you know, what options there were. And I saw that deaconesses would be able to have a theology major and also study social sciences and be able to serve with those who are very elderly, which I absolutely loved, as well as young folks and being able to be a youth director. And so I sort of backed in. I didn't know any deaconesses. I didn't know what a deaconess was. But the course of study really drew me. And then it was the confirmation of the people that were around me that said, yeah, I can see you doing that. Oh, deaconess would be great. And so I sort of backed into it that way.
Mm-hmm. And if you want the rest of that story, go back to December 8th, 2023 episode of the Coffee Hour. You can hear the whole story there. It's a great story.
We'll put that in the show notes for you. Dr. Kendall, what about you?
So I was not raised in the church at all, and I was an atheist until I was 22 years old. And it was my wife, who was at that time my fiance, who asked me if I had ever thought about becoming a Lutheran, and I said no. And she gave me a copy of Luther's Small Catechism, and so I started thumbing through that. And then, so she was very influential. At the same time, I started going to church with her at her Lutheran church, and I had two great pastors that preached the gospel, and that really, really had an impact on me. And I had never heard the gospel before in my life. And so the Lord used my wife and then the Lutheran pastors to really draw me in. And now here I am today.
Hmm. Okay, now I think this calls for another episode because I want to know the rest of that story.
I know, right?
Like, I want to know about seminary and formation and what that was like. Yeah, but we're going to have to save that for another episode because I know that there's much more to that story.
There is.
What would you say is maybe your greatest joy in church work? And then other side of that, what's maybe the greatest challenge as a church worker too? And you could talk about not just your time at the university, but maybe if you served in a parish setting or another setting as well. And we'll start with you, Dr. Kendall. Let's start with your story, and then we'll go back around the room.
Wonderful. Thank you. I would say that there's two things that are great joys to being a pastor. So I was a pastor for 20 years prior to coming to Concordia University, Chicago. And one of the things that I really loved was being able to give the Eucharist to God's people, the Lord's Supper. And that was just always one of the greatest blessings for me, to be at the Lord's altar serving His people. And, you know, there's pastoral care that goes on even at the table. And so that was really important to me, and that went along with being at, you know, the front of working with people and seeing how the Lord is working in their lives and watching it unfold. That coincides a little bit with perhaps one of the greatest challenges of church work, and there's a patristic theme that's very subtle called the slowness of God. And that slowness of God, as we know, is God working in His time and in His way. And to me, that was always one of the most interesting and difficult things to work through, hoping that things would get accomplished sooner, hoping for answers right away. And the Lord's perceived slowness and His perceived silence as He's working in and through things. But then that leads to one of the greatest blessings was to watch it unfold, to see how God works in people's lives and in the church and in time, and to see, you know, the fruition of God's love. That helped me so much to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God and his work and his grace and his mercy?
For me, the single greatest joy would be when a soul recognizes in a very tangible, deep way that they are truly forgiven. They've been carrying burdens around maybe for decades, maybe nearly their whole life. And after accompanying that soul and a lot of discussions with a lot of scripture, with pointing them to the sacraments that they receive in worship, enabling them, encouraging them to be able to make confession sometimes with their pastor to receive that absolution. But as deaconesses, we're always walking alongside, preparing the road for the pastor's work and also accompanying the effect of the pastor's work with the soul through the word. And just watching somebody like break down at, like, and get it. Oh, I really am forgiven. It's not that they weren't forgiven a moment ago, but just to watch that joy in their face. Sometimes it's on the deathbed. Sometimes it's after, you know, admitting to some real stuff that happened in their life that was really rough. The greatest challenge, I think, can be weariness, especially when you feel alone. And sometimes that aloneness is real, as in you might be the only one working in a location. Deaconesses tend to always be working in teams, like many of the commission minister categories, and that can be a real blessing. But sometimes it seems very lonely what you're about doing, and you forget that the Lord is with you at every step of the way. But he speaks through that loneliness to tell us that you are not alone.
Yeah, before I served as a university chaplain here at Concordia, I was a parish pastor for 6 years in Pekin, Illinois at Trinity Lutheran Church. And I think I want to echo a few of the themes that my colleagues mentioned. Just that, one of the greatest challenges, I think, and the greatest joy is having that front row seat in the lives of God's people. A challenge because, much like Jesus preaches in the parable of the sower, right, the word is not always responded to. It's not always received by God's people, and there can be some difficulties and frustrations as a pastor because of that. That said, you also have a front row seat to seeing that person who maybe at one point was not receptive to God's word. You can see God at work in their lives when they are brought to repentance and faith in Christ, when they're restored to Him, and when God's word really helps them and gives them that guidance they so need. I also think, though, that kind of turning this to the worker himself, you know, serving in the ministry does also, one of the greatest challenges is it exposes your lack. It exposes what you don't know, and it puts you often in a lot of difficult situations that you've never faced before. That's a challenge, obviously, but it can also become one of the greatest joys as you see God through His word and through other servants in the church, through His people, you know, help you and encourage you and show you the way and just cause you to grow in maturity and faith.
We're talking about vocation and church work with our friends at Concordia University Chicago and the upcoming event Careers for Christ. We'll learn more about that in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve series. Today, we're talking about vocation and careers for Christ, an upcoming event taking place at Concordia University Chicago this October. Our guests today, Deaconess Kristen Wasilek, the Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall, and the Reverend Simeon Raddatz, all serving at Concordia University Chicago. Let's talk about the opportunity for students to learn about church work and to enroll in programs at Concordia University Chicago. What are some of the church work programs that are available at Concordia University Chicago?
We have six of them. Two of them are in our College of Education because it's Lutheran teacher education and also the Director of Christian Education or DCE programs. The other four programs are in the College of Theology, Arts, and Humanities and include the Deaconess program that is a full terminal certification degree as a deaconess that leads to certification. Director of Parish Music and Classical Lutheran Educator, which is our newest program, and pre-seminary pastoral ministry.
So what happens during the Careers for Christ weekend with those six different church work programs? What would a student experience during this time on campus?
Well, we're trying to give them a real full experience of staying in the dorms, learning from other students what it's like to be a student here. They also will interact with all of us and all the other church program directors, as well as the theology professors, the music professors. Their parents get a chance to also talk to the faculty and staff here and have their questions answered. Students will stay in the dorms with our church professional students. They'll get a chance to look around at Oak Park and River Forest, where we're located. Even though our name is Chicago, we're a good 35, 40 minutes away from downtown Chicago. We are in a gorgeous suburb that has homes that church professionals would never be able to afford in the multi-million dollar area here. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for fun, for fellowship, for learning from our theology and music professors and our church work directors.
And good liturgy and worship in the chapel.
Yes.
And they'll get a chance to eat pizza with President Don, so that's great too.
Yeah, he's a pretty great guy. He's not paying me to say that.
And it's all free. It's free to those who enroll in the program. They don't have to enroll in the university. They just have to come.
What have past participants shared about their participation in the Careers for Christ weekend?
You know, actually, just after one of our chapel services, I always come out during the postlude and greet the students as they walk out. And I was shaking hands with some students, and I noticed a young woman who I recognized, and I said, how do we know each other? And she said, well, I was here for the Careers for Christ last year. So so that's what I know.
Yeah.
A lot of students tell us that Careers for Christ was a real formative event for them and was the deciding factor in going into church work and coming to Concordia Chicago. So it's a real experience. It isn't, you know, if you just come for a campus visit, that's great, and we'd love for you to do that if you can't come to Careers for Christ. But the opportunity to actually live here for a few days is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that I talk a lot about at Concordia University in terms of our mission and identity is I talk about three things that are really important: place, learning, and practice. They're Greek concepts that come from the early church, and everybody has it. And, you know, place is the location where our life spins around and it establishes the rhythm of our life. And it is in that central place of life where we learn the important things about life. And then from the learning spins out into practice. And so often what people see in each one of us is the practice and the way we live, the way that we breathe. And then we go from that practice back to what is learned that shape those practices. And from the content of what is learned, that leads us back to that central place that establishes our rhythm of life. And so Careers for Christ is a great opportunity for young people to see what is the place of Concordia University Chicago. What do we learn here? How does it shape us, and how does it form our practice and the way that we live and breathe in all those various vocations, whether it's church work vocations or whether it's all the other wonderful vocations that students are prepared for here at Concordia?
So if students are interested, I suppose we should say, who is this for? Who is this Careers for Christ event for? I think we've mentioned high school, but what other, are there any other requirements, qualifications for students to attend this event?
Not really. Just be in high school.
Perfect. So if students are interested, where do they learn more information and register those details?
Our main website, cuchicago.edu/C4C. So the letter C, the number four, the letter C.
And for students who are parents who are listening to this and thinking that this might be an interesting event, but maybe haven't considered church work vocation as something that they're interested in, what encouragement do you have for young people to even think about church work as something that they may want to do in the future?
They should listen to the people that they trust. If it's even just an inkling of what I consider going into church work, ask a grandparent, ask your pastor, your youth leader, your family, a trusted friend, the people that know you best. Does this make sense to them, even though it might not make sense to you yet?
Yes, and I would add to that, if there's opportunity back in their home congregations to maybe spend a little time with a pastor or a DCE or a deaconess and just see kind of how the day-to-day looks and maybe ask them, what do they do? That kind of goes back to what you said, Krista. Learn a little bit as to what that rhythm looks like and some of the daily contours of that vocation.
It's not a holier thing to go into church work, and we always want to uphold that no church work vocation is any more special or requires somebody to be holier than another vocation. Sometimes people refrain from investigating church work vocations because they think, oh, I don't have the perfect prayer life. I don't have a really good devotion life. I'm really struggling with this sin. I'm really struggling with these relationships. I feel bruised. I couldn't do that. And God uses broken vessels and chooses to repair us and fill us with his grace and mercy to do this work.
It's great to see what he can do when his word is at work in us. Thanks be to God for that. Careers for Christ at Concordia University Chicago. It's a weekend event for high school students taking place October 12th to the 14th. But if you want to participate, if you want your high school student to participate, registration needs to happen before September 30th. So now, basically.
Yeah, now.
Now's the time to register for that. You can learn more at cuchicago.edu/C4C. That's the letter C, the number four, the letter C. cuchicago.edu/C4C. You can register for Careers for Christ at Concordia University Chicago. Our guest today, Deaconess Kristen Wasilek, Dean of the College of Theology, Arts, and Humanities, Program Leader for Deaconess Studies and Classical Lutheran Education at Concordia University Chicago. Deaconess Kristen, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been a joy to be with you.
The Reverend Dr. Chad Kendall, Assistant Vice President for Mission and Identity, Associate Professor of Theology, and Supervisor of the Office of Church Relations. Dr. Kendall, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to spend some time with both of you today.
And the Reverend Simeon Raddatz, University Chaplain and Program Lead for the Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Pastor Raddatz, thanks for being our guest.
You're very welcome, and Christ peace be with you and with your listeners as well.
Amen. You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.